Pastor Anderson's Oranges, a story, written and narrated by Dick Dirksen. This story begins in the United States, at Battle Creek College in the year 1895. Harry Anderson was a student at Battle Creek, studying to be a teacher and preacher, and maybe even a missionary someday. He was also in love with Nora, a brilliant young woman who shared his dream of mission service. Both had been raised on large farms. The opportunity came sooner than the couple had dreamed possible. 10 weeks before graduation, the General Conference asked Harry and Nora to leave immediately for Africa, where they would be working at Selusi, a brand new school in Rhodesia, a country now known as Zimbabwe. Andersons tried to get the church leaders to delay the trip till after graduation, but were unsuccessful. "There must be a farm at the school," the mission director said, "and you need to be there to get it started." So there was a wedding and a long conversation with the registrar at Battle Creek, and on a cold March morning, Harry and Nora began their long journey to Cape Town, South Africa. The Andersons joined two other missionary families at Selusi and began building classrooms, preparing land, planting crops, and learning the language. It was hard work in an unforgiving climate. When the other missionary families became ill and had to leave the school, the General Conference sent replacement families. Those folk quickly returned home after contracting malaria and other tropical diseases. The school cemetery at Selusi, it soon had several tombstones marking the sacrifices of missionary families. 8 years later, with Selusi now filled with eager students, the Andersons were asked to move to northern Rhodesia, now Zambia, and begin another school. Pastor Anderson began a four-month journey, walking north, searching for the perfect land. "It must be near a large population," he said, "and it must have a clear and pure artesian spring. It must have much flat land with rich soil that will support citrus, wheat, barley, and many other crops. And it must be near a railway." Well, it took much searching until Pastor Anderson finally negotiated with Monzi, chief of the Batonga people, for 5,000 acres of land in a place he called Rusangu. A year later, with a cart pulled by 16 oxen, Harry Anderson, his wife Nora, and their young daughter Naomi camped next to the Rusangu Spring. "This," Anderson told them again, "is the best spring in Africa." The family slept in their canvas tent that night, and in the morning, Pastor Anderson opened the tent flap and saw a tall African man standing beside a tree looking at him. Pastor Anderson spoke English and had only learned to speak Sentebele at Selusi. However, this man did not speak English and knew only a few words of Sentebele. Chitonga was his language, and he spoke it with many signs, trying hard to speak so the teacher would understand. "Are you the teacher?" "Yes." "Then teach me. I have come to school." Teacher Anderson tried to explain that he needed to build a house and a schoolroom, and that he needed to clear some land for orange trees. The man didn't understand. "Teach me now," was all Anderson heard. The next morning, there were three more men standing by the spring, asking the teacher to teach them. "Now." Mrs. Anderson solved the problem. "Harry," she smiled, "didn't we come here to start a school, not just to build buildings?" That day, Teacher Anderson took the men with him into the forest and began cutting timber for the school buildings, tables, beds, desks. In the hot afternoons, they sat beneath a tree and studied language and scripture together. 2 years later, Rusangu's classrooms were filled with students. The farm fields were ripe with grain, and a grove of orange trees were producing their first oranges. One afternoon, as Pastor Anderson was returning home from teaching Bible class, 10 strange men approached him near the orange grove. By now, the Andersons all spoke Chitonga, Sentebele, a little bit of English. So conversations were much less work. "Give us oranges," the men said. I cannot give each of you an orange, Anderson answered. There is only one orange left from this year's crop. However, if you come to my house tomorrow afternoon, I will give you something better than an orange. Well, the next afternoon, all 10 of the men were waiting for horticulturist Anderson beside his orange grove. Greeting them, Teacher Anderson reached into his pack and brought out one orange and a pocket knife. Carefully, he peeled the orange and divided it into sections, just enough for each man to taste one small section of orange. Oh, you should have heard the lip smacking as each man made sure every drop of juice made it to his flavor buds. When the orange was gone, Anderson invited the men to his house to receive their special gift. This is far better than an orange, he told them. At the Anderson home, each of the men was given a small orange tree, tall enough to be planted in the grove, small enough to fit in their hands. This is an orange tree, said the teacher. I will show you where to plant it in the grove. I will help you plant it. Then I will show you how to care for it. If you follow my directions and care for it well every day, your tree will give you at least one orange next year. The men were overwhelmed with this incredible gift. So they followed Pastor Anderson to the grove and carefully followed his directions for preparing the ground, adding the fish fertilizer, and watering the small tree. You must water it every day, Anderson told them. No exceptions. It will thrive on your loving care. The men planted their trees and returned to their homes. The next day, each man brought his family to Rusangu to see their orange tree and to make sure that it was cared for perfectly. Day after day, they came, caring for their trees and learning about God. I stood in front of Pastor Harry Anderson's house one day, sharing cool shade with Pastor Life Mutaka, educational director for the Southern Zambia Union, and a member of the board of one of the largest Adventist universities in the world, Rusangu Adventist University. My father was one of those 10 men, smiled Pastor Mutaka. This is where he met Jesus, and a fresh orange will always be my favorite flavor.